thank God it's Kevin.
All righty, well, good morning, health, wealth, and freedom team. Yes, it is Friday, and it's Friday, July 24th, for those of you that are keeping track in your notebooks, and just in case you're listening to us in podcast time, that's the day we recorded this call. So good morning to each and every one of you, and glad you could stop by live. Kevin Steele here in Phoenix, Arizona, hosting the call today, and a big, huge thank you goes out to Carolyn Rodriguez, who filled in for me last Friday as I was out helping a friend of mine. She's a beautician, and I was a hair model last Friday on television here in Phoenix, Arizona, so that's why I was absent. So it's good to be back live, and thank you all for dialing this up live, and we're going to have a fun call today. Who's excited that it's Friday?
Oh, yeah.
One guy says, oh, yeah.
I am.
Okay, now three of you. All right. Well, I'll try to expose you to more fun here in the next half hour so that maybe by the end of the call you're all screaming and yelling that it's Friday. Thank you very much. So let's start the call off with some fun, and I'm actually going to take the first share. I'm going to indulge myself and go back to earlier in the week when Nina reported that she had used a friend of hers post, and our friend's name is Stephanie Robbins, actually, so I'm going to give her credit, and many of you have since stolen that post and used it yourself with some great reports. I'm going to tell you, I posted it yesterday for the very first time. I have four, count them, one, two, three, four appointments for today. So you know what? The thing works. So thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Nina, if you're on the call, for sharing that little bit of information with us. I think we've got a winner. So anybody else want to share this morning?
I will.
Yes.
More, just to add on to it, I've done the same thing, and I reposted it today. So on top of the two President's Packs that have already started because of Nina, you know, sharing that post with us, I've got more people coming, and I shared it with everybody in my team and said, make sure you have a look at this and use it yourself.
Good for you. That's the best news and the best advice I've heard in a couple days. If you got something that works, guys, don't keep it to yourself. Share it. Way to go, Maura. Thank you. Chris, did I hear you out there?
Yep, that was me, and I want to just tag on that as well. I need to analyze that post because it is gold. There's something about it. I went ahead and posted it yesterday morning on Maura's advice, and I signed up a pay setter and a President's Pack like within 3 hours, and my day is full of appointments today of phone calls. There's some serious momentum that was already starting to happen for me, and that thing just put it right through the roof. So, you know, many thanks and positive energy out to the universe and for the originators of that post.
How awesome is that, Chris? And just imagine all of these new people coming in when you share that post with them on their walls. You talk about some momentum. Imagine the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Woo! Anybody else want to share this morning?
Yes, Kevin. This is Joyce.
Hey, Joyce.
Hi there. I posted it yesterday as well. I have two appointments today, and I had five responses. On Instagram, oh gosh, I had about 30 hits on it, and on Google Plus. The only thing is I couldn't use it on LinkedIn because it's too long.
Well, I tell you, you just named off a bunch of different social media sites that I actually know nothing about them, so I apologize for that. But I love the fact that you're diversifying your efforts and that you're exploring opportunities and that you're reaping results. So that's awesome, Joyce.
Yeah. I'm excited.
And I just want to tell you, it's great to hear your voice back on the calls. I'm glad that you're a little bit of bump in the road and that you're back here with us.
Well, I'm glad to be back, and I missed you.
Thank you. We missed you. Anybody else, what do you got to share with us this morning? Loving the energy so far.
Can I share?
Of course you can. Go ahead.
Okay, so yesterday was my 30 date. And I took pictures and posted it on Facebook, but I just wanted to tell everybody, I went from a size 16 to a size 10 pant.
Holy moly!
Wow.
Oh.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the department stores are loving you.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to pull out my clothes from before I was pregnant with my first daughter because I didn't have anything to wear.
Holy moly. Hey. That's phenomenal reports. Absolutely phenomenal. I'm going to look you up and see what those pictures look like.
Yeah, they look great, Kevin. I saw them.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you very, very much, Kitty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, guys, well, let's get into the very first part of the call. We always call it What's New with ICU, What's Going On Out There. And you know what? Really nothing, I mean, outside this, what's this boring new program they got going, the Crystal Manager Reset or something like that, you know, something like that going on. Other than that, there's not a whole lot happening out there in Isogenics land, except for what's happening with this call. And I want to tell you all that you might want to write down this date, August 21st. Go forward in your day timer. And write down August 21st. Yes, it's a Friday. It's almost a month from today, as a matter of fact. And that's going to be our first day back from our summer break. Now, when does our summer break start? Next Friday will be our last call for the summer. Does everybody write that down?
What?
Next Friday, the 31st, will be our last call for the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team for the summer. All of the trainers kind of take a break and get themselves ready to get to San Diego and the celebration and such. So you guys are on your own. We've done this every year for, gosh, I've been on these calls, I think, for 8 years that I know of. And the cool thing is, let me just tell you a little story. Back about 7 or 8 years ago, when Susan announced that they were going to take some time off in the summer, I asked her. I said, "You know, would you mind?" I said, "If a few of us, if you left the line open and a few of us still convene here every day and kind of kept going." She says, "Absolutely not. You guys want to keep the calls going? You go ahead. There just won't be a formal trainer on the call, but you guys do your thing." So I'm going to make the same offer to you. The number will be available. The number is, it's going to be open to you every single day. For those of you out there that want to get together every morning as we normally do, feel free to dial up and visit, share ideas, share stories, share gratitudes. Practice being the leader. Practice being the trainer. Have some fun. Do what you can do. Look where it got me. Hey, what can I tell you? So that's what's new with ICU. Next Friday, our last call for Health, Wealth, and Freedom Team Summer, and we'll be back on August 21st. So there we go. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to pull my tongue out of my cheek and tell you, yes, of course, there is the Crystal Manager Reset going on through August 19th. I was just kidding. But anybody tell me out there the importance of this Crystal Manager Reset? I'd like to hear from two or three of you out there. In a nutshell, what do you think the importance of this Crystal Manager Reset is? Anybody?
To keep me going.
Say it again?
To keep me going.
To keep going, to get, kind of get started and then keep you going into some momentum that Chris was talking about earlier. Yes, that's a great answer. Anybody else?
Help others build up their business and get them going.
Help others build their business. Great answer. Yep, exactly. What else?
It also puts you in to be able to share the shares of the company.
Right, exactly. That's right. Yeah. There's a positive side. It gets you into the holiday bonus pool. You get 2 shares a week for paid as manager. Absolutely. Mm. Anybody else with any ideas? Why would you want to be a Crystal Manager? Why go for the reset?
Hi, Kevin. It's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Maybe I think they're going to do an ice derby again, so if you kind of get your team going with that in mind.
That's a great answer. It's going to get you right. You're going to be in momentum, and you're going to head right into an ice derby coming out of celebration with that momentum. That's a beautiful answer. Anybody else? Any other ideas out there?
Another $250 bonus.
There you go. If you can't find an idea, go for the money, right? Michael Klaus would say that. If you can't find a reason, go for the money. Absolutely. Not to mention $100 for each of your brand-new consultants. So, yeah, there's definitely some money on the table. All right. I got some things to ask you today. We've all been training on the call about different things. I mean, you name it. We talk on this call from meeting people to prospecting people to getting to know them to showing them information to having three-way calls with them to getting them enrolled. I mean, we've run the gamut as far as getting people on board. So, and we pretty much know how this whole U plus two thing works now, right? I mean, is that a pretty valid answer? You all know how the U plus two works, right?
Yes,
sort of.
And that's the story behind the manager, right? You getting your helping two people in, open their accounts and helping them to help their two people open their accounts is the manager. That's you plus two. So we all kind of know how to do that now. But let me ask you this. For those of you that have been on board for a while, do you believe, now I want you to give this some serious thought, do you believe that you know more today about, well, let's say, like the products than you did when you first enrolled your first person?
Oh, my God,
yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but let's keep that thought process going. Do you believe that you know more about the tools that are available to you today, like, you know, let's like isoproduct.com, isomovie, I mean, name all those. Do you believe that you know more about the opportunities to access those tools today than you did when you enrolled your first person?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can keep this thought process going. Do you believe that you understand the comp plan more today than you did when you enrolled your first person?
Totally.
Okay. One final question for you then. Well, that's really not final, but it's one more question for you. Do you believe that you would do things differently today with the first person or second person or third person that you enrolled than you would today?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you out there. And you just shout out easy or shout out hard. Those are the two answers I'm looking for, easy or hard. Is it easy or hard to say I'm sorry?
Easy.
Okay, I heard a couple hards. I heard a couple easies. Anybody else?
Depends on who I'm talking to.
Okay. Let's just say you were talking to the first person you enrolled. Hard or easy?
Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
So this is the impetus of today's call, guys. Today, going forward, if like Chris were to speak to his person that enrolled with a pace setter yesterday in a president's pack and talk to them about sharing, you know, I shared a couple weeks ago about my question on this call, the very last question I asked somebody. Does anybody remember what that question was? By the way, anybody remember my question that I asked my new enrollee before I let them off the phone?
Is it, do you want to pay full price or half price?
Yeah. There you go. Do you want to pay full price or half price? We are turning people into consultants quicker than ever using that question. Now, I didn't know that 8 years ago. So this is the thought process behind today's call. Today, that you didn't do, you know, I don't know when you enrolled, a year ago, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years, 10, 12 years ago. It doesn't matter. But what would you do different today? And this is my thought process. Who is willing, knowing that we've got Crystal Manager Reset on the plate right, on the burner right now, right? And now this goes beyond you. This goes beyond, maybe you're far beyond manager already. Maybe you're director or executive already. That's cool. But the people that you first enrolled, maybe they've fallen off. Maybe they don't order anymore. Maybe they've never pursued anything greater than just being a product user. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to some of those people and say, you know what, Chris, I am so sorry. You know, 4 years ago when I enrolled you, I didn't know what I know today. I'd love to sit down and chat with you about some of the products and how we've progressed, how we've advanced, some of the changes they've made. Would you be willing to sit down and chat with me? Who could make that kind of call today with some of their early people?
Yes.
Who would be willing to say, I'm sorry, I wasn't all that I needed to be back then? Who's willing to do that?
I will.
I am.
Yes.
Do you think that it will opt up some rewards for you?
Yes.
People like humble people, right? And I'm telling you right now, honesty is always the best policy. And I would be the first person to call you and say, hey, Kitty, you know what? Let me just tell you. I was all excited 4 years ago when I enrolled you, but I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't help you through your cleanse. I wasn't really, really good because I didn't know how to do it myself. Would you let me sit down and chat with you for just a little bit about what I have found these last 4 years, why I think I'm smarter today than I was, and how I know that I could help you have a great experience today better than the one you had 4 years ago? Would you be willing just to sit down, maybe have a cup of coffee with me today?
Sure.
Sure. Don't you think that's going to be most people's answer out there?
Yeah.
And so, you know, why go figuring out where you're going to find some leads? Go to your back office and look at your, you know, we used to call them Red is Dead. Go back to your personally enrolled and find the Red is Dead. Now we call them Red is for Revival because you can revive them. And you know what? Make some calls. Who's willing to make some calls today? Because those people now have an opportunity, every single one of them, have an opportunity to make, let's just chat about this for a second. So somebody alluded to this earlier about the money, $250 simply for the Crystal Manager Reset, right? Let's write that down, $250 for the Crystal Manager Reset. $100 for each of their brand new consultants, so that's another $200. And let's say they've never been consultant before, that's a $50 bonus. You're looking at $500 before PIBs. Do you think that if you called some of your originally enrolled people and said, you know what, we've got an opportunity for you to make $500 that we didn't have 4 years ago when I first enrolled you, would you like to chat about it? Would you like to find out how you could garner that $500? Do you think some people would be interested in that conversation?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, now. Who wants to step back right now and explain to me what I just said? How did we come up with that $500? I want you to all to understand this. You've got to know it forwards and backwards before you can talk about it. How did we get to that $500? Who wants to share with me?
I will.
Who's I will?
Corinne.
Corinne.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell me how we get to $500, Corrine, with a new person today, or a person that's been on board for a while, but we're going to get them anxious about going for the Crystal Manager Reset.
Okay, so first they have the Crystal Manager Reset, and that is $250. And when they create two consultants, which is a part of becoming a manager, each consultant that they create gets $100. And if they're not yet a consultant, they have this $50 ranking advancement bonus, and $250 plus $200 plus $50 equals $500.
Beautifully done. Everybody give her a nice round of applause.
Yay!
Corrine, I appreciate you greatly, and you are absolutely correct. Now, you know, I probably need to step out and say that there are a couple qualifiers out there. Yes, this person needs to be active with at least 100 points of their own personal volume. They need to be on auto ship, guys, because none of the promotions that Isagenix offers, and we've had this conversation before on this call, none of these promotions mean anything if you're not on auto ship. So understand that those are the two things that have to be out there. They have to have those two qualifiers. 100 points on auto ship are the two qualifiers. So who is willing to step out right now? I'd like to have two volunteers. And we're going to just do a little role play. One of you is going to call the other, your long-lost friends. You know, one of you will be the personally enrolled from about 5 years ago, and the other will be the one that's being humble, saying, hey, we need to give this another shot. Who wants to be two people that step out right now and kind of make an example of themselves for the rest of the call? Crickets. This is a great place to practice. No judgment.
So what were the things that you needed again? I can do one.
Two people. One of them is going to be very, very simple. One of them is just going to be the person that was enrolled about 5 years ago and hasn't really done anything. The other person is going to be the person that's going to have to kind of be humble and tell them that they were sorry that they didn't do what they needed to do 5 years ago. They didn't know what they know now. They, you know, we have access to much more information. The products have changed, yada, 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 yada. I don't care. Let's just see how the conversations go. Let's practice a couple of those conversations. Who wants to be the Isagenix associate that goes back and humbles himself with a previous enrollee?
Kevin, I will. I'm feeling very humble this morning.
Right on, Cindy. Thank you. So who wants to be the associate that's been on for a while but not done anything?
Kevin, this is Trina from Atlanta. I'll participate.
Was that Trina?
Trina from Atlanta. I'll participate.
All right, Trina, you are Cindy's personally enrolled from about 5 years ago. Your friends, let's say you went to high school together, but you've separated paths. You've gone one direction, Cindy's gone another direction, but you did connect about 5 years ago, and Cindy enrolled you. But you didn't have a really good experience because Cindy was new. She didn't know what was going on, and things have kind of fallen away. I mean, every now and then you might order, every now and then you don't. And Cindy's giving you a call today to discuss perhaps you getting back on board, and she's going to use this humble approach. Cindy, are you ready?
Yes.
Cindy, Trina, I'm going to go ring, 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 and you're going to pick up the phone and say hello. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Kevin.
All right, here we go. Ring, ring.
Hello.
Hello, Trina.
Hi.
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Cindy who?
Cindy Sieplik from 4 years ago you started
Cindy.
Some Isagenics products. Do you remember?
Yes, I remember you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I hear it in your voice. You sound like you're doing well, too.
Yes, I am. Are you still doing Isagenics, Cindy?
Oh, you bet. Bigger and better than ever, actually. Have you got about 5 minutes to chat with me about something?
5 minutes is about all I have, Cindy. Go ahead. Yeah, I do.
All right. I hear that, so I won't take up more time. I'll talk fast.
Take your time.
All right, sweetie. Thank you. You know, when you started, I think it was a little over 4 years ago, if I remember correctly, you started on a 30-day program. And at that time, I was brand new and sort of bubbling over with excitement about this opportunity and about, you know, how healthy I was feeling. But, you know, Trina, I really didn't understand a lot about the products, how they worked. And I wasn't my best at getting people plugged in so that, you know, you got the support that you needed. Do you kind of remember that time? Do you remember getting going? And I think you had some decent results, but then you kind of faded away. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
I remember. Oh, yes,
yeah.
I remember.
So one of the reasons for my call today is just to, first of all, say, you know, I apologize for that because I think I have learned so much in the last 4 years about how to really maximize the use of these products, how to really get more out of it, how to plug people in so that, you know, it's not just me getting excited, but you really have the support of a team. And then also I've learned some things about how to get your products at least at a point where you're getting half, if not all, of your products covered, you know, cost-wise, because I think and I'm not really sure why you fell off, which I apologize for, but, you know, I'm not sure if cost didn't have something to do with that.
It did. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah, I couldn't afford it. Yeah, I really
yeah.
couldn't. Products were great. I got great results, but I couldn't afford to keep it up. I really couldn't.
Well, and I one of the things, Trina, that I've learned is a lot of people feel that way, and if we discussion early in our, you know, in our relationship with the products and with each other, then we're not really looking at ways to at least get your products halfway discounted, if not all the way. And I now have the tools, sort of my tool belt has been built up, so to speak, so that I make a commitment to everybody that, you know, comes on to really move quickly to get that done. So that you don't have, you know, so that you can get the products, but you can also feel good about having them paid for while you're helping other people. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Would you be willing to have a conversation with me? I know you're in a hurry now, but I thought we might have sort of a revisit to go look at a couple of things that I've learned, maybe look at a video or two, and then have a brief discussion about, you know, how I link arms with you to make sure that you get those products covered. Would you be willing to do that?
As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Cindy, yes, I would. And I miss my Isagenics product. I just couldn't afford to keep it up. So if there's a way that I could get the product paid for, as you mentioned, then I'll be more than happy to sit down with you because I really like the products. I like the results that I received, and I can use some extra income. I'm going to be honest with you. I could really use some extra income, so that would be great.
Well, that's music to my ears, because now that I know what I know and I know how to help you get there without there being, you know, 3, 4, 5 months of promises that are not delivered on, we can do that. So would you be able to meet with me this evening, or would tomorrow be better?
I'm going to be honest with you. Let's make it this weekend. If you can give me a call back at the end of the week, call me back Friday. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but I am more than willing to pencil in some time and for us to meet. So let's just touch bases with me at the end of the week. Call me Friday, and then I'll know for sure what day will be good for me.
Okay, I will give you a call, and I'll also, since we're still friends, I'll message you so I can get you a couple ways, right? And then
okay,
this
good.
Way, I'll give you some times, and you can get back with me with a time that's, you know, really works for you. But
okay.
I'm excited, Trina, that we're going to have this conversation.
And, Sandy, it is so good to hear from you. It's good to hear your voice, and I'm glad to hear that things are going well for you still with Ice Dennis, and I look forward to us talking more about it at the end of the week. Well, I'll call you back and schedule some time to
call. All right. Thanks, Trina.
Thanks for calling.
I'll be in touch.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Have an awesome day.
Cut! Boy, that was awesome, you guys. Absolutely awesome. Trina, I want you to step out. How did Cindy do today? What did you think about that overall?
She was very humble, and she was I felt the genuineness in her call. She called. She wasn't talking about, you know, with the hype or how, you know, like she was when I first met her. So she's much humbled now than she was four years ago. Because 4 years ago she was all excited. It was all about more about her getting me in. And yes, I felt her. I felt the sincerity and the genuineness in the call, that she really wants to reach out and have me take another look and. You know, show me some things that she didn't know.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Cindy, what do you think? How do you think you did?
I think I did okay. I mean, it felt sincere, and it was sincere, and I feel important to take the posture to make it clear that you do know more and you know how, you know,
right.
Rather than we'll sort of grope through this together. No, we're not going to grope. We're going to get this done.
Right on, Cindy. And I'm just going to tell you from my end, the whole darn thing sounded pretty natural. So thank you for that. I open the floor right now for anybody to step out and let Cindy know. I mean, obviously, Trina did a great job as a previous customer, so we're not going to comment on that. But Cindy, let somebody step out and let Cindy know what you think Cindy did with her call. How do you think it sounded? And then before you go, I want to know if you can make this kind of call.
I thought it sounded great, Kevin. This is Nina, and I think it would be very easy to make this kind of call because I already feel that way. I'm like, man, I feel like I wish I would have known what I knew now 2 years ago.
Isn't that funny how that works? Thanks, Nina. Appreciate you stepping out. Anybody else? Tell Cindy how she did.
Hi, it's Marcia.
Hi, Marcia.
Hi, Cindy, you did a great job. I think you really, like you said, were very sincere, very calm, just very knowledgeable and caring. And I think it's great, and I think we all can do it. And I know I'm going to give it a shot, too.
Thank you, Marcia. Anybody else? Let's take a couple more. We're almost at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, I would like her to call me and explain it to me.
Okay, well, I will. That would be good practice, right?
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn, sure. I'd be glad to do that.
You guys are both on. I know that you're both in the Facebook group, so if you want to share your contact information in the Facebook group, feel free to connect through there.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Let's take one more. How did you like the way Cindy handled the call? Can you do it, and will you do it? Step out.
Okay.
Hi, this is Corinne again.
Hi there.
Hi. I think it was a very good example. I know that I have a couple of people I could call and do that with. But I have a question, too, if that's okay.
Yeah.
What if they aren't ordering enough to be active and they're not on auto ship? Like, how would you have that conversation with them?
I think that's part of the extended conversation. As Cindy said, you know what, I don't want to talk about it right now, but let's make an appointment to meet. So they're going to meet, you know, at the end of the week, of course, which was now. But they'll have that conversation, and Cindy will give her some different ideas as far as how she can afford her auto ships now. And I think the whole purpose behind that call is to get her off of that spot in her plate in her life where she can't afford it and is not active all the time, to a place where she can afford it because it's being paid for.
Okay.
Kevin, it's Maura.
Yeah, Maura.
So first of all, Cindy, that was fabulous. You were just so sincere. I mean, you can feel it from the heart, and it's something I could easily see myself doing as well. What I wanted to add, though, is for anyone on the call that's brand new, I mean, you don't have people that you knew several years ago. You didn't initially contact them, but someone brand new, this is where you rely on your sponsor, your mentor, where you don't pretend to have all the answers. You're just saying, my friend is wonderful, and she'll be able or he'll be able to answer so many questions for you and help you understand what we're doing.
Thank you. All right, guys, we're going to leave it at that. If you can go back and listen to this, I know Larry will post this later on today. Thank you, Larry, for that. And you'll be able to listen to Cindy's wonderful call, wonderful example. And again, yes, we all know how to do it with a brand new person. Well, like I said earlier, we've discussed how to do all of the enrollment process, the recruiting process, the three-way call process. We've discussed that till we're all blue in the face. What do we do with the people that have been on board for a while? That's the purpose of today's call. So, guys, I hope you go back and take advantage of this. Those of you that have been on a while, this is an opportunity not only for you, if you're not yet a crystal manager, to garner a couple of consultants, but to help them now make their $500 plus PIBs as they become crystal managers between now and, of course, August 19th. So, guys, have a wonderful weekend. We'll reconvene here Monday with Carolyn Rodriguez. And I'd certainly like a few of you to step out on Monday and let us all know if you took a challenge and made a few of these calls. So with that, we'll let you all go. We'll see you Monday. Have a wonderful, fun weekend. Bye-bye.